part of our relationship with the Epworth Hospital here on SCN, we get the chance to have a chat to Dr. Bridie O'Donnell about the injuries in the game that are making news, and she's with us again this afternoon. G'day, Bridie.
G'day, Harf. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, I wouldn't mind touching base with you today in regards to whiplash. Brody Grundy was stretched off the training track last week for the Magpies, didn't play on the weekend due to whiplash. Nick Riewoldt had an aversion of this start of the year as well with whiplash. Can you explain to me what whiplash is, firstly?
Well, actually, the definition of the term actually has to apply to the movement of the neck that occurs when you're sitting in a car and you get hit from behind.
Yep.
So it purely is a car accident sort of term. And as you can imagine, those kind of accidents occur all the time. So you're sitting stationary, but the force of a vehicle hitting behind you, the biggest impact it has is an acceleration and then deceleration of the movement of your bones in your neck. Now, there are 7 vertebral bodies in your neck, and they start at the bottom of the base of your skull and go down to where your shoulders start, which is sort of formed by your clavicle and your scapula, and so those are the bones around your shoulder. And you know, the neck has to be incredibly mobile. We can twist it from side to side, rotate it, bend it out here down to our shoulder, all that sort of thing.
Yep.
And so it needs a lot of protection, but when any part of the body is mobile, it's definitely open to injury. From what I read on the article, they sort of said they were treating Grundy's injury like a whiplash, but it sounded actually a bit awful. He landed on his head and described that he actually had sort of a compression of those vertebral bodies in his spine, and therefore they wanted to absolutely be cautious and take him away in an ambulance and put him in a brace. Now, Grundy's, 202 centimetres tall, I think, and about 100 kilos, and he's only 21.
Yeah.
That is a lot of mass and weight to go down through his vertebral bodies of his spine, and they said he's had a mild tear of the ligaments on either side of the spinal bodies and a hematoma, which means basically an internal bruise around the neck. So what they tend to see with whiplash injuries is that there's a strain or a sprain of the ligaments in and around the spine, and some people get an activation then of muscles on one side or another, and those muscles are much tighter than they would normally be, and other people get a deactivation of muscles or a loosening or a weakening, and therefore the neck is less supported. So that's why you'll often see people in one of those soft collars after they've had a car accident.
Ah, okay, yes, that makes sense, and which is what Grundy's got on at the moment, I think, one of those collars.
That's right. So he didn't really have an injury that would be classically described as whiplash, but what I think they're trying to tell the rest of the world is we're taking this very seriously, we're monitoring in exactly the same way, and we want to protect his C-spine. Now, I'm sure that he's doing what good medical practitioners would advise, which is actually gentle movement of the neck as soon as possible after the injury is actually better for it than staying in that fixed position.
Okay.
You want it to be moved around gently within the limits of pain so that he should be able to, sit on a watt bike or, walk in a pool, those sorts of things, and gently move his head around. It's just that he wouldn't be playing, obviously. I think they have a bye this weekend anyway.
They do. That's all right. That's great insight into the situation of playing with Brodie Grundy. It's always nice to chat. Brodie, stay well.
Thanks, Alf. Take care.
Dr. Bridie O'Donnell from Epworth. Better.